This week on Minnesota Native News, we'll honor our vets, get the news out of Red Lake, and hear a few stories from the end of the state legislative session.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Daryl Seeke is the new tribal chairman of the Red Lake Nation. Seeke won over 50% of the vote in the primary elections held May 14th. He beat Floyd Jourdain, also known as Buck, who's been the chairman for the past 10 years. Jourdain conceded the night of the election before the votes were made official. There were seven races in all. Incumbent Gary Nelson Sr. won enough votes to avoid a runoff for the Panema representative seat. There will be runoff elections in July for the other five tribal government positions. The Red Lake Nation has over 11,000 enrolled members. Nearly 4,000 of them live in the Twin Cities. Before it adjourned for the year, the state legislature allotted nearly $5.5 million to the Red Lake School District for physical improvements. Everett Arnold is the interim superintendent for the district. He says he appreciates lawmakers' efforts, but the amount falls far short of what is needed.
Child count is way up in Beltrami County, especially on the Red Lake Indian Reservation. And at the elementary schools, both in Panema and Red Lake Elementary, we have grown dramatically and continue to grow.
The district has roughly 1,500 students, all of whom are American Indians. Improvements to the school buildings began in 2002. This year, the district requested $32.5 million to finish the work. Arnold says since the final amount falls short, the district will continue to do construction piecemeal over the next several years. The Minnesota legislature also passed a bill called Housing Opportunities Made Equitable that was endorsed by the Minnesota Indian Affairs Council. The home program includes long-term help for people to establish financial and social resources to keep up with the rent on a new apartment or the mortgage on a new home. The program has been in place in Minneapolis for some time, and supporters wanted more state funding to expand it. That part didn't happen. Even so, David McGee, who's involved with the home program, says he wants to connect his work with reservations.
Urban areas and the reservations have the same challenges. I mean, there's still high levels of unemployment. There's still products that they may not be able to access because of, you know, past behaviors financially. And so I think we're really probably speaking to some of the same issues.
McGee is executive director of the Minneapolis nonprofit Build Wealth Minnesota. He says he plans to go back to the legislature next year for funds to expand the home program. This Memorial Day weekend, many are honoring American Indian veterans. Proportionately twice as many American Indians served in the military compared to any other population in the United States. And while many serve, there was a time when Native veterans were half as likely to get the military benefits they had earned. James Miller is with the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs. He says that was back before 2007, when American Indian vets were more culturally and geographically isolated.
We set up offices on some of the reservations, and especially up in the northern part of the state. Geographically isolated, it's not close to anything VA. And generally, the reps were members of that specific community.
Since then, there has been a $2 million bump in the amount of VA benefits going to American Indian vets. Miller says he's amazed at the pride and gratitude American Indian communities show their veterans. On that note, a new plaque honoring American Indian veterans was unveiled on May 22nd at the State Capitol Building in St. Paul. It hangs in the building's Capitol Court of Honor. White Earth Reservation Chairwoman Irma Visner championed the project as it earned legislative approval in the 2013 session. Melanie Plazinski with the Minnesota Indian Affairs Council explained why the honor is in the form of a plaque.
The feeling is that there are other plaques in place there that honor specific groups. And because American Indians have served at higher rates than other populations, we really wanted to acknowledge their service as well in the same fashion as these other groups.
The plaque lists the 11 tribal nations in both English and Ojibwe or Dakota. It also shows an eagle staff symbolizing reverence for the Creator and all of life. The eagle is seen as having strength, speed, beauty, and kindness. It takes life only to feed itself and its family. This is Minnesota Native News, online at minnesotanativenews.org.